Peter O'Neill from Fine Biometrics and Mobile ID World reporting live from Washington at the No ID conference. And I'm here with Stephen Stute, who is the CEO of Jumio Corporation. To start off, we just had a very interesting keynote address from Airbnb. Can I get your take on some of the things that he covered, please?
I thought he did a really good job of describing why they do what they do. And he was also quite willing to answer some very awkward questions. And one of them I found particularly interesting, which was the concept that requiring you to present a passport to be scanned is a great bit of friction. And he said, I'm in charge of friction. We need to know who you are. And actually, we actually provide that service. And I find it very interesting, not that I am objecting to the idea, but people are so used to being so easy online. But I'm sure this person spent the night in a hotel, and I'm sure they asked for his ID and his credit card, and I don't think he yelled at the person at the desk about it. It's just they have high expectations. But as I've said to many people, if you're going to drive off with somebody's $100,000 car, your email address is not good enough. You need to prove who you are in the real world.
Yeah, it was quite interesting, that friction comment. And friction actually is something that's being talked a lot in the identity business right now. So thanks for that. Tell me, has this been a good year for the company? I know we've reported a lot of news. Please tell us about some of that.
We did a great year last year. It's continuing in this year. So 2017 was double the revenue of the previous year. We crossed 100 million IDs processed during the year. We exited the year with our ARR, annually recurring revenue rate, was actually double that of our actual revenue, so it's continuing to accelerate. So, you know, the market is great, even if it does represent some friction. I think there's a need out there to prove who you are online in a way that's bona fide. And I'm sorry, at the end of the day, your government-issued ID is it, unless you want to stand there and have your iris photographed and spit into a test tube, and that's little even more friction, I think.
Well, congratulations on that. But what's driving all this growth? That's incredible growth for your company. What are some of the key drivers?
You know, I think, and I've talked to a lot of colleagues and competitors on the floor, and I think the industry has found a market where there is a great receptiveness to this. And I think the Airbnb guy was very accurate. He said the internet is anonymous, and that's just not going to, I'm not letting you into my apartment just because you want to be in there. And so I think there's this broad acceptance in the marketplace that this is a valuable thing. One of the things, I'm not going to go into the detail, the normal use cases have been customer onboarding, KYC AML compliance, you know, looking for fraud, building trust, as in with Airbnb and some of the other customers we have. There's many more use cases. I think I counted it at one time 50 use cases, some of which are just coming on stream. I'm not going to talk about them because not everybody wants to talk about how they determine who are you. They just want you to be validated. But overall, the market's doing very well. There's a lot of talk on the floor about machine learning being used, which is something we've always done. We're well known if we also use humans also. And the fact of the matter is, you know, when you do machine learning, the algorithm is not the point. It's the data that you use to make the intelligence in there. 100 million IDs processed. I wonder if that's helpful, especially when you think about a human was involved with every one of them. So if you're doing machine learning, you have to do something called tagging. Well, that's by definition what we've been doing. So we have a huge knowledge. As somebody talking to me yesterday saying, we need you because of the long tail. And I said, you mean? And he says, yeah, there's everybody can do the British passport and the California driver's license, but how about that Nepalese ID or the Brazilian this or that? And we do all of them, and we've done such volumes, we know what the fraudsters do, literally, with Nepalese passports, Nepalese IDs. We know what they do. So we've added, since in this previous year, we added a very key hire, Labesh Patel, as our CTO. He comes to us from a long background in machine learning. He has 125 patents when he was a strategic innovator at Cisco. So the guy knows what he's doing, but he's now going to accelerate what we've been doing. And we're going to do it, though, with one thing in mind. We want to be accurate. It's not the goal to make it 100% automated. It's to make it exactly as accurate as you can make accumulating the knowledge and make it faster. 100% automated is not the goal. Accuracy is.
Stephen, always a pleasure to speak with you. I'm following your company actively, and congratulations on the terrific year, and look forward to hearing what's next from Jumio.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure.